President Akufo-Addo yesterday declared he would make Accra one of the neatest and cleanest cities in Africa. How is the president going to prosecute this agenda and how feasible is this ambition? Director of the Institute of Environment and Sanitation, Professor Chris Gordon, tells George Ankara the president can easily achieve this if he masters the political will to do all what has already been designed to manage sanitation.
If the president has stated that he wants Accra to be one of the cleanest, if not the cleanest city in Africa, certainly can be achieved. But for that to happen, we all need to join that vision and that approach. And if from the top, the frontage of the seat of government no longer has plastic bags laying on the lawn, that government offices and their surroundings are clean, that we can walk into a ministry place of convenience and not feel that we are going into a place of pleasantness, then we are all moving in the right direction. So it is very feasible.
Prof, what do you think the president should do to achieve this?
The problem we are facing is not a new problem. This problem has been around, has been tackled by various...
Professor Chris Gordon. A former zonal officer of Community Water and Sanitation Agency, CONWAS, Benjamin Lardy, says it will be difficult making Accra the cleanest city in Africa. He believes this is mere rhetoric as there is no political will and the commitment to enforce sanitation bylaws and hold people accountable for their actions and inactions. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Lardy bemoaned the citizens' attitude of littering the streets with impunity and called for strict punishment.
First and foremost, it's not doable, and I have my reason. My first reason is the fact that we are currently known to have the know-how, but the do-house are not available. When we talk about do-house, we are talking about do-house where a political statement or a policy statement such as the sanitation must come in conformity with the national sanitation policy document we have. I am saying it is not doable. And I'm saying this because there's no strong political will. A strong political will is where the government ensures that the enforcement of bylaws by the various district assemblies are done without fear or favor. A strong political will in the sense that the government is committed in funding such projects. You can say currently in Carnation, I just passed by Carnation, and a news report by a TV station says that Carnation is engulfed with filth. Whoever is responsible must go home. Can we say that we have a political will to ask people to be held accountable for their negligence as duty bearers in this country? That is purely no. The second aspect is the fact that though we don't have the political will, we don't have the institutional capacity to even deal with this. The agency responsible for managing waste is not well equipped enough to be able to manage our waste in the sense that the current technology being used in managing our waste does not speak to the issues. We must be a country where majority of our waste goes under segregation, where we practice separation of waste and begin to generate wealth out of waste, where that alone gives the country and a resource, especially from plastic and organic materials. So the institutional aspect is what I'm talking about. Let me make a clear example of AMA. Why have AMA sat down for all these years under the Constitution and is incapable of addressing sanitation situation in Accra? It's because the institutional capacity to deal with these things does not exist in the AMA. If it does, then in fact that all those that have been hired and been paid by the taxpayers' money must be held accountable and must bow their heads in shame or should be asked to leave their offices immediately for better people to come into the place. The second issue is lack of citizens' will. As citizens of this country, we have not respected our environment so much that we just go about with the culture of littering. And we litter in such a way and ask whether it is one of the best of attitudes to be found in this world. Not only do we litter with refuse, we litter with feces. We have records to show that in the past year, it was only Ghana that can boast of almost 150 people being affected by cholera and people dying. I mean, look, is it one of the best histories we can? If it is doable, we have three questions for the whoever is saying it. If it's the mayor or the president. Mr. President and Mr. Mayor, we thank you for your concern, but can it be back with commitment? The first commitment is the fact that every MP who goes to parliament must be held accountable for sanitation situation in his or her environment. That's the first thing. Two, all the sub-metropolis must be held accountable for the state of sanitation in their various places, and people must be made to know that we have the political will to ask the minister or the regional minister to fire when it is there.
He also suggested the right personnel to manage sanitation agencies.
The other aspect is institutional capacity. Do they have the logistics that it takes for them to address these issues? Talking about institutional capacity in such a way that can any of the sanitation law enforcement agencies make an arrest, somebody is fined and becomes a deterrent for citizens not to participate in this thing. If that can be assured, it can be spelled. And let me say that we are sitting on gold. And if we decide to enforce our sanitation law, Ghana, Accra will be the richest city in the whole of Ghana. And then we can then say we have a roadmap towards becoming the best city in Accra. My question is the fact that those even that have been employed to do the work of sanitation, are they run pegs in square holes or are they square pegs in square holes that are actually executing all that is required based upon national sanitation policy document, one of the best in Africa? If indeed we have such a document and it has been implemented to the latter with the necessary financial support, then we can boast of the fact. Let me also come up with something which is very right. You know that as a citizen, our right to basic sanitation have been violated by all these duty bearers. We don't have adequate sanitary facilities. It is not even affordable. It is not accessible. That is why people defecate in gutters. It is not available. That is why we don't have the services within us. And the state of sanitation services given in this country are not acceptable. All these five areas of unacceptability, unavailability, unaccessible and unaffordable, if it can be addressed and our rights are guaranteed, we can see the benefits of enjoying this right. And I say it can be done.